Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting demean things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to your weekly addiction, We Are World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. On my left-hand side, he always knows what time it is. That's because he's got a freaking watch around his neck. He is Mr. Michael Amade.
Hello.
You are the Flava Flav of our radio show.
I am wearing this like I wear my shame around my neck. No, I have a pocket watch I found in my bag that I was using for the Silent Still show. I just have it clips so it kind of looks like a necklace, and so for the remainder of the show I will be the Victorian era Flava Flav.
Wow, steampunk Flava Flav. I kind of like that. And someone who lives outside of any time frame, Edwardian or otherwise, please welcome the hairy one. He is the half squatch.
Good evening.
Hello, my friend.
You're like an interdimensional ape.
I love that.
I know.
Awesome. How are you going to have the show for the energy for the show tonight, man? You were at the Broncos game last night.
I was at the Broncos game last night. That was a good time.
How many calories did you burn by a? Were you doing the dance thing trying to go viral? Yeah, there's still people at a lot of games that dance and try to have a video.
No, I don't try and go viral because that's just not. That's not how you do it.
Okay.
It just happens naturally to go viral.
You don't want a large hairy virus?
No.
I was doing a lot of the foot stomping.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know.
Do they still do the wave at these games?
Oh, barely. Oh, okay. Barely. It's preseason, so it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's considered bad taste in preseason.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know.
They tried.
What is proper preseason football etiquette? I don't know.
Cheer for your home team and don't get too upset.
Oh, I do want to say we are World Poetry Open Mic. We're talking American rules football, not British rules football.
Right. But no, just right. Not everywhere else.
Yeah. So, what we do here besides dorky sports talk is we do poetry. We've gone out and found a couple of sponsors, three of them to be exact, that help us put this on.
Power sponsors.
Power sponsors.
Powerful sponsors.
Knet Books.
Yes.
You want to learn something, damn it? Check them out. Knetbooks.com.
That's probably the best you've ever done.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was really awesome. I like that.
And of course, Good Morning Snore Solutions. You tired of snoring or the person next to you? Don't do anything criminal. Go get Good Morning Snore Solution.
Or maybe just ask him to move to another room. I don't think Good Morning Snore Solution is going to take care of you. You're just tired of the person next to you.
We're supposed to be selling the appliance, my friend.
Okay. Yes, it will solve all of your relationship problems.
Exactly. And some relationship problems you don't know you have yet. All right. And, of course, NatureBox.com. It's not a threat to your health. In fact, it promotes good health. If you're going to live a long time, ride a lot, you want to snack healthy, NatureBox.com. Chipotle chickpeas is one of the things they do. Oh, my goodness. Light your taste buds up.
Now, one thing I will say is if, for instance, you are having a hard time in your relationships or in life, living well is the best revenge. So if you're a vengeful person, like I sometimes am, you want to live for a long time.
Outlive your enemy. I totally get that.
Yes. Outlive your enemies.
Yes.
Nature Box.
Yes. Or if you live by Latin, illegitimi non coverundum. So, do you like that, huh?
That was good.
All right. So, what we had to do is we have rules here. However, later tonight, they're going to go out the window, but... for now, we want it PG-13. We want it 1 to 3 minutes long. If you have a good flow going, of course, we'll let you go over it. No magical F-bomb. no hate speech whatsoever. This is not a place where we promote such things. And, of course, if you're going to advertise, put it in a damn poem.
That's right. Now, that's right. We also have a special event happening after, later at the end of the show.
Yes. So we are going to take the gloves off, go into the realm of unprotected the
pants
poetry.
Off. The pants off as well.
And
gloves and pants.
We are going to do an After Dark segment, and our fans have voiced their opinions. They have been heard. We are not going to combine the After Dark and the Return Engagement. We are going to be doing one segment of each.
Yeah.
So
we think it's the right thing to do.
It's always the right thing to do.
So we'll do regular segments of five callers. Once we don't get a full segment, we go Return Engagement. Once we're done with the Return Engagement, we'll announce the After Dark.
Right, we'll do a quick Studio X.
Awesome.
And then into After Dark. Yeah, we'll
do a musical interlude and then After Dark. So,
perfect.
Now is the time you're going to want to call. We want five callers to give us a call at 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Call now. Meanwhile, with all justice, we've got poetic justice for you. We also have five of the best lined up for you. I cannot wait, but unfortunately, I need to lead off for the first time.
What?
In our show's history.
I
try to make this about the poets that call in with their work. But I had a special request made of me, so I just want to say tonight is an odd night. I'm supposed to be actually on a week off. You guys were supposed to be doing the show by yourselves.
Oh, that's right.
I was supposed to be traveling, but fate intercedes for a reason, just as it does in a person's life. I do want to take a moment and congratulate a pair that fate has brought together in holy matrimony. Yes, a member of the World Poetry Open Mic is getting married, and I am not only glad to call them a family member, but I'm honored to have them involved in my life. I give the heartiest of well wishes to Mr. Tony Smith and Maureen Dunkley as they tie their lives together, that they may be blessed as they have blessed me by shedding their light on me and my life. I have selected a poem to read in honor of such a grand event. This is entitled, Soul Perfecting Love. To immerse myself in this very meaning of love, fulfilled to overflowing, I take in every moment. I pinch myself, and I wake to free and elusiveness, willing to create the dreams shall lay beside me. Faintly illuming as souls unite within this reach of equilibrium existing, too perfect to be true. Forgive me, I am blind to the fact that attraction has force-fed my eyes into your soul well-being, led by a while in which to deny by right amidst longing that has misled, that you unduly notice by prolonging you, my love, when all's been said, and cannot even think to imagine my life without you. That is one of the purest love poems I've read in quite some times by a frequent caller to our show. The poetic master known as Mr. Titus Llewellyn, who many know and respect for his poetic prowess around the globe, but what most do not know is now Maureen's, he's also Maureen's husband, Tony Smith. Maureen, you're a lucky lady to have such a man love you, because not only will you have his love for all of your life, but he will grant you immortality as he captures your love in line and verse to be read time and again for ages to come. Congratulations, you two. You've only just begun. Titus, Tony, Maureen, we all love you. All right. That being done, let's get on with the callers. Welcome first.
That wasn't creepy at all.
That was totally not crazy.
I was really reserving the right to be like, we love you, and sorry we just gave you the clap.
Wow.
It's good
there's a break there.
Yeah, I wanted so we can edit that out.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
So, please welcome first, from New York, she is calling, as she does most every week, Lorraine.
Hello there. Did you guys get over the buzz? I hate to be a downer.
No, you're perfect.
You're fine now.
I'm fine now. This is the one I usually call, and it's so funny. It's a French phone, and the bottom just fell out, which figures.
Yeah, you know.
The bottom does tend to fall out. Sorry.
Blame it on the French. Yeah, we know. The bottom always drops out when things get tough.
Gotta blame it on somebody, right? What is that?
Or blame it on the Vichy. No. Don't worry about that.
No, we'll keep this GT-13. And anyhow, okay, guys, I have a poem for you.
All right.
It's called, well, actually, it's not a poem. I get a million things. It's called Epitaph. I don't think I read it before.
Okay.
There is a closet somewhere, a place that writers share. We open it, observe what's there, moving cliches to one side, quotes to another, leaving a space in the middle, a space that is our own, a space we will fill with a unique word, a never-before-heard fearless vision, a one-of-a-kind design that has our name on it, a style no one else can copy. More than a name, it is an identity, a personal stamp, solely, wholly, totally ours. Others can open the closet and look at it, knowing it is ours. They may linger briefly, admiring what they see. Then, closing the door, they will take the impression, the feeling, with them. It cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or replaced. It belongs to us. It is our contribution to the world, our lasting legacy. Unchallenged, unchanged, unquestioned, it remains and becomes our epitaph. End.
Very well done, Lorraine.
Thank you.
I don't think you have read that on our show yet.
Did you have a good week?
I've had a great week.
Yeah, I powered through mine. I've been wreaking havoc on the lives of many children who I've been teaching drama and music this week. That's what I've done.
How wonderful. And the bottom just fell out of my phone again.
That's all right.
I'm having a problem with the French over here.
Get some British tape and tape it up, okay?
I think I should. And are you going segments tonight?
Yes, we are.
We're going segments.
I will actually try the next segment. I will give it my best shot. But fair enough. Good to hear you guys, as always.
Thank you, Lorraine. Take care of yourself.
Hey, we'll do our best.
I'll stay away from the buzz.
Okay. That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution of Poetry Radio. Little
evolving.
Spot engineering will fix that problem with the bottom dropping out.
And far too much World War humor.
Yes. Far too much. Anyway,
Agreed.
All right. So, we like New York. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
That's what Frank says.
Frank says that. But we do have another caller from New York as well. Please welcome Leo.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Therapy is now in session, my friend.
Yes. Thank you for welcoming me to my weekly affliction.
Hey, you would not believe how many people call me that. That's really interesting.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'm hearing, maybe my phone is not working. I hear that Michael is wreaking havoc on the wives of children. I don't know. I mean,
the lives, yes. We don't encourage children marrying. We don't. In fact, I don't really encourage anybody getting married very often, unless it's for the right decision. So...
Okay, I didn't know that they did that in this country,
I was weirded out too. That's okay. I was surprised too.
Well, things can change at all places, at all moments. I'm not surprised anymore,
But
I'm glad to be here. I am going to take a chance on a, poem that I just wrote, that's called myself. And it's my name. Well, let me get the glasses on here. It always works, right, with the glasses.
Okay. Always have specs before poetry.
Yes.
Oh.
I need to see what I'm talking
Lord.
About, right?
Really?
Yes, really.
I can't not use
so
that statement.
If I mess up, you know that I got the wrong glasses on.
Okay, you got the wrong specs.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm revisiting a time when I was limiting my mind to thoughts of suicide by way of intoxication. The way shown to me by those so-called close to me, who are now closed to me, because they have shown me that they were as far from me as one can be. But what can I say? So was I. I was so far from myself and from wanting to be well that I would sell my soul for another roll in the hay with the ingredient of day. So I was no better than those who didn't stay around when my money was out. In fact, I was worse than those found trying to exploit me and mine, because they moved on, but I stayed to do it on and on to myself. I wasn't myself. There was no mine in self. I belonged to another. I wronged for that other. For another piece of wrong to do, I found some wrong to do. And I longed to do it, because I longed to do it. One was not without the other. Very close to each other, the wrong and the purpose of that wrong were closer than I was with myself. On the surface, I'd let no one sell me to the habitual thought of a habitual walk I was on. I chose it, so just move on. Anyway, how can I feel that what you're saying is right? Because of what I was doing, I was numb to your side. And everything else, for that matter. Because everything else didn't matter. There was no feeling at all, except when I got madder about not having what mattered to me. So I'd scatter the only thing that mattered, that would have a chance to bring me back, which was feeling bad. I did this so there was nothing left but to feel bad. All else was used up, just me and the cup out in the street. Not even shoes on my feet. Looking under a bridge for a seat or a place to lay my head. Finally wishing that I was just dead. But I didn't. Die, that is. Though I felt like I did. And that somehow, little by little, I slid to someone who let me in to a warm place. And offered a warm meal. As well as a warm heart. And little by little, it warmed my heart. So it started pounding again. And I was having memories of when all this wasn't so. And that maybe it's a place that I can go to again. Not the same place as back then, because consequences tend to do some of those things in. But I started believing that I can start again. Because someone believed that I can start again. So I believed it for myself. That's when I started wishing that I can see myself again. Because I really missed him. End poem.
Another stunning. I'm glad you took your chance on your new piece, because I like that one.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate that.
Leo, always a pleasure to hear from you. Looking forward to the return engagement, and I'm sure you can find something pushing the envelope for our After Dark segment, too, right?
The search is on.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later. That was Leo on World Poetry Open Mic, The Next Evolution. Poetry Radio.
Now, all right, let's wait for it.
Wait for it. Wait for the drop.
Very good. JT was across the room. He was working on something. Speaking of boomerang balls, if you are pushing the envelope during After Dark, make sure you keep your pants on. I'm speaking this from experience.
Otherwise, you might have to go see a doctor for a strain or a pull or something like
that. Paper cuts, guys. Paper cuts. Oh.
Those are the worst.
They are.
Someone who's not the worst, please welcome, calling from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Hi. I can't believe that last, discussion. Not sure where you would get paper cuts.
Well, we'll let your imagination wander. That's why we're in poetry.
We're tight. We're pushing envelopes. What else am I going to do?
Anyway, before I read this, I just want to say I won't be here next week.
What?
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 What? What?
Barbara! 7 days without Barbara makes 1 week.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll be at Imaginarium.
Oh, that's right. You're going to go down and hang out with the cool art people.
And Dr. Parnassus. All the,
and give a lecture and all sorts of crazy stuff, right?
All the people there.
All the people. Friday, so what you're trying to Sunday. Say is all the people will be there and we're going to be sitting here by ourselves.
Flying on Friday, which is just, you know, a little, like, knock wood kind of thing, but...
And well, boy, are her arms tired.
Anyway, this poem is dedicated to somebody who is, you know, going to probably become the poet laureate of this place one day. And we were conversing, as we do, and he said something, and so I asked him, could I use it? And he said, sure. And so this is dedicated to Philip.
Awesome.
Matthew Roberts. It goes like this. In my very ever-present moment, or how I get through the day, dedicated to my favorite poet, Philip Matthew Roberts, whose poetry sometimes gets me through my day. In the ever-present moment of each day after day, my thoughts ramble as thoughts do when I let them loose, to roam unbridled. And inevitably, they return to the days before the sadness and gloom, before the time when walking for you meant using a cane, and when I was lagging behind you unless I took your hand to keep your pace. And your energy was boundless, your ever-present moment filled with going and doing and never staying still, my ever-present moments spent keeping up with your energy and intellect, a race to the finish, for I never could compete with the ever-expanding knowledge you laid at my feet, like burnt offerings each day, and engulfed me in your world so completely, I was swallowed by your ever-present presence, like a smaller fish, by the much larger one. And yet I didn't mind, for inside of you was the spark of a soul yearning for the completeness I never seemed to lack. And for you, it was always go, 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 while for me it was take a step back and ease into the day like going into cold water for the first time, step by step in a calm, collected way. But for you, it was always rush, 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 don't be late. As I meandered through my life, feeling it would go on as it had, with you by my side or a little ahead, always with you, my touchstone, my anchor. And now when that is gone, and I must travel alone through this sea of uncertainty, I cling to those memories of looking over your shoulder as I tried to keep up with your giant steps, moving you farther and farther away from me, and I having to run to keep up, then catching your hand and moving together, feeling right as the feeling traveled to my heart from the touch of your hand. Kinkle.
See, that's what I like about this show. You had not met Philip before coming to World Poetry Open, Mike, correct?
No, we actually met here.
And he inspires such poetic greatness just by offering you a line. And that's beautiful. That's just a beautiful
thing
to
watch. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll miss the program next week, but try to.
Well, you know, you're going to be someplace later. Cool like the Imaginarium. What are we going to do? We're going to be sitting in the studio.
Needing some cornstarch to keep from sweating too much.
Yes.
Making hush puppies in the corner if we have a chance.
Well, you guys.
It's really
hard
to fry when you're on the air. I'm just saying.
But you do it, right? You do it.
We do. I'm making some catfish right now.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, well, I'll keep you guys in mind and
keep us in your prayers at this point.
Imagine us standing over your shoulder judging you for not being on the show. No, yeah, we're totally kidding, Barbara. Have a great time next week.
Enjoy yourself. Travel safe.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And we'll hear from you during your return engagement, so don't travel too far away tonight.
There is a return engagement and then the after dark.
We're doing two separate things. We're doing the return engagement, then we're going to separate and do the After Dark.
Okay, I'll look for After Dark.
Awesome.
I'm not sure I have any, but okay, thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Keep it up. Okay, bye-bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. Three heavy hitters right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And of course, what would a first segment be without our longest supporting cast member? Please welcome the line from Michigan. He is Dennis.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, my friend.
It's great to be back. It's a holiday weekend for us in the United States. We're celebrating Labor Day very soon. And it's a time we honor people that work to help keep this country going. And I have a poem tonight, a cover poem I'd like to read. Is written by Edgar A. Guest.
Okay.
He happened to be the only Michigan poet laureate that we've had. We're trying to get another one, but he is the one that served very well here. The title of the poem is "It Couldn't Be Done." Someone said it couldn't be done. But he, with a chuckle, replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be the one who wouldn't say so until he tried. So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face. If he was worried, he hid it. He started to sing and he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Someone scoffed. Oh, you'll never do that. At least, no one ever has done it. But he took off his coat, and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quit it, he started to sing, and he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it can't be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you one by one the dangers that wait to assail you. Just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it. The end.
Very well done, Dennis. That had a slight cadence resemblance to like an Ogden Nash poem.
I could see that. He's a well written poet and very well honored, and so I hope I have done him some justice in reading that. I also plan on reading in the return engagement another poem by Edgar A. Guest, which is a wonderful poet.
Beautiful. Dennis, I hope you come back next week with some of your own, because you're a great poet too, my friend.
Well, I thank you for those kind words, but I don't know, but I'm working on it. Well, thanks for allowing me to be part of the show.
No problem. We're all works in progress, brother.
Yes, we are, and thank goodness for that. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you, Dennis.
That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You know, guys, I just looked up something about a poet laureate, and I just got an idea for this kind of big thing we could do here in Denver. I'm going to talk to you guys about it. Maybe we'll have something to talk about next week. It's a pretty big thing, actually.
The poetic duel to the death.
It's poetry versus politics in Denver. Because there's a reason for it. Ooh, I'll explain on the air next week.
Fair enough. Okay. So we'll investigate that further. Before we get into local poetry, let's go ahead and keep it out east. We do have a caller from Kentucky. And his name's been mentioned already on our show. Please welcome Philip.
Howdy, fellas.
Hello, my friend. Very unassuming. You are a great poet, my friend.
Oh, you make me blush. Before I even say anything about my poem, I wanted to say thank you, J. Todd, for that wonderful piece. And nuptial kudos to Titus. And, I hope the best. And that makes me very happy when I hear about people coming together in love and wedlock. That's just marvelous. That makes me happy.
Exactly. I wish for Titus and Maureen all the happiness that I've had out of my marriage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's just wonderful news. And enough of all of that. I'll get to it, sir, so you can have all these other wonderful poets drop by and read their pieces. Only one little footnote, and I don't want to sound like a smarty pants or anything, but Hilbert is the mathematician, and his hotel is a thought experiment, really, I guess, the way to word it, with infinity. You can always add to infinity, but to subtract from infinity is a no-no. There's no verifiable answers to that, and that's all I'll say about Mr. Hilbert and his marvelous hotel.
Okay.
Wonderful.
here is my poem, Wintry View from Hilbert's Hotel. And here it goes. First November snow finally falls after the cold gray rains swept over these scenic autumnal plains, cinnamon and saffron tawny, observed from windows moving or still. Early dawn fog distances more slumberous than travel. My reliable laziness learned, honed, and coaxed by gazes pensively long and dutifully silent. No need to do anything but loaf inside my diorama forehead, filled with props and extras, whose personas remain unfinished as my own. A veritable backstage where men and women imagined don costumes made from memory amalgams, sketched into works of fiction. Watch shadows and silhouettes along walls lined as eggshell white pages, scattered across my disarrayed floor, where I pace in muttered circles back and forth between the bookshelves or subconscious shores. Footprints measured by scansion, poorly understood. The late yellow afternoon a passerby that fades like consciousness in my pale blue eyes. Candles lit by luminous questions, yet answered, nor will they ever. Exercises in errant division as I subtract again from infinity, revealing no verifiable solution, and ironically that comforts me in their absurdity, irrationality somehow human and familiar as a mistake. Couplets that sing the sweat from entwined bodies glisten, lullaby twilights return, lay me down my boyishly unkempt head upon opened volumes that swallow identity into their depths. No more listless day profundus, weighty with lachrymose sorrow, rather with REM flutter eyelids to butterfly my thoughts away from the dull knowable toward somewhere else I cannot name nor identify but recall perchance and a non-existent tomorrow. And there it is, my friend.
Nice. Philip, always good to hear your voice on our show. I can't put enough praise on you and what you contribute to us. Thank you very much, my friend.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. And I look forward to the return engagement later. Not the return engagement, the midnight section.
Oh, the after dark.
The after dark. That's what I'm looking for.
You got a dirty mind.
Indeed.
Perhaps you need some mental flaws.
Perhaps.
Well, I might be going to Montana soon.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother. That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Everybody raise your hand if you got that Frank Zappa reference.
I got it.
Well, I can see you. Oh, actually, I can't see anybody else who raises their hands. Yeah. Never mind.
Well, half squatches don't have hands.
Oh, no, he does. Thumbs. He does. Trust me, that's the only way he keeps this show running.
Yes. All right.
Each of his toes are doing something quite important, I'm told.
Okay. So we have done our five for this segment. We do have a submission, though, if I'm not...
We do. Wow. So submitted. All right, here we go. This is from Barbara Allen. I don't think it has a title. Here we go. In those cool morning hours, I would walk the hills, the valleys, and fish the lazy river, shaded by sycamore and serenaded by songbirds. And my old dog Scout, he always came along with me, ever there at my side, tail wagging happily, ready for adventure. In the afternoon we would swim and rest along the shore, there together side by side, best friends forever. Old memories. This is from Barbara Allen, and she wrote it, it looks like, on the 18th of August of this year. Thank you, Barbara. If you want to submit poetry, just go to the contact form on boardpoetryopenmic.net, and you can send it to us there.
Yes, but be sure to designate it's for the show and not for the World Poetry Open Mic collection that we were putting together for our publication.
Right, and so if you have more work for that, we've received a bunch, but we need more. We need... Yes. If you're interested in being in the book, send us stuff. You can send more than one. You can send more than 10. We'll call and find the best ones.
And I still have to get busy writing my custom pieces for that. But, you know, it's an anthology, and it would be great to have you aboard.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. Speaking of great of having people aboard, we want to find more callers. Unique callers, ones that haven't called already tonight. Please give us a call at 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Five new ones. And we're back. We've got four lineup, which triggers...
Return engagement!
All right. Wow, that was silly, guys.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This echo is kind of crazy.
It was. We have a very special person online. I don't want to keep him waiting because he's kind of a little bit busy today. Please welcome the groom himself. He is from the UK. He is Titus.
It certainly is, sir.
Hello. Welcome. Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous at all. I mean, in fact, listening to what you've what I've listened to earlier about our marriage, to be. I mean, I was so overwhelmed that the nerves I had before have all gone, I think.
Ah, brother. Once you find the right one, there should be no nerves. But you are a little bit busy. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to share a poem with us.
I've done all the planning for the wedding from start to finish. And I've not phoned for a little while simply because I was too exhausted. It's really taken out. Taken a lot out of me, but it's finished now, so just got to enjoy it. And once again, thank you guys for that. It's fantastic. Welling up a little bit, but I'm sure I can get through this poem.
Alright.
I would say this poem is probably my best. It's called Love Perfecting Praxiteles. I'll explain what that word is. It's dedicated to my Maureen, who has shaped me as a man, and that his love has shaped itself around us both. Praxiteles was a 4 BC sculptor, and the chief of construction of the day, Xenophonatus, is trying to explain to him that the people of Kos want a statue of Aphrodite with her clothes. And I promise you, this piece is classical. It's not rude. It's just really nice. And that by the end of it, she's actually got the naked Aphrodite, but they move it on to a place called Kidnos. But they do put, for the benefit of cross people, a clothed version. So this is what it's all about. It actually takes you through the sculpting process of Aphrodite, who Praxiteles falls in love with. So it's an unlikely story of the sculptor who falls in love with a marble creation of his own making, Aphrodite. And it will be in a play. So I'm speeding it along, but there will be background people walking about, but I'm reading it on the page. Praxiteles, love for this island costs a warmth in waiting. Its people are forbidden love from parading all beauty. Drawn from marble, may indulgence pray that your duty to overlay the nether regions fully with it clothed, creating coy, enact with inhibition to deny that man, the Almighty, God, show a dispassionate womanly shape of Aphrodite. Praxiteles gazes at the block of marble. Is this beginning of a lasting relationship, Aphrodite? To be conscripted that freedom or virtue it is waiting still, for some of your time for mine includes an almighty god who is blind in actual fact, to also show us beauty, to cast this naked shadow over cross. It would be the duty of lasting freedom to find the silver touch it is creating. Over whether safe or not, storm were brewing my creating with the myth to show mere leniency towards Aphrodite, humble gratitude to hide that all gods do a sense of duty impound them to worship woman wise. It takes her waiting weakly. A position I'd rather not say sneakily, like beauty were it to show a full facade to worship what is almighty. Typically the rear, a rough outlook of pity fame, almighty, and from its privileged parts are kept mindful of creating nothing more than what can hide is my love for beauty. Believe me, soothing this delicacy matter over Aphrodite to chip away the part of one's creation love finds waiting, often you will find it shapes the man with a sense of duty. Behind a mere back chat to think of ordinary women duty to explore as women pass, the improbable once almighty trait I'm offered is disdain, a charm offensive in waiting. Forbidden pity it would eschew replying to when creating blind a town the miss them. It is more the pity Aphrodite to feel this power overcome me shows an apparent beauty. The naked Aphrodite has shot the people of Kos, and Xenophonus comes in with these words. This stolen sanctuary you've admitted treason isn't beauty, yet forbidden us where covenant is crime. My weary duty to reveal the utmost chaos going on it kind of dignifies that Aphrodite rising from foam. If the compound shines an almighty spirit, it is renowned as far from disbelieving we were creating havoc. To digress as far as Venus, then, I will go on waiting. I cannot speak for others how the Almighty it speaks of duty. Only faith will know. Beauty, love, with shape what Aphrodite reveals a world waiting for. Love, that is well worth creating. That's the morning.
Very well done, my friend. Absolute.
Still overwhelmed by your piece. I'm a bit monotone compared with your trill-like voice, but I got through it.
You did fine, brother. It was very good. And I want to echo the sentiments of people worldwide. Thank you for being a mentor to the young poets and showing the way through example on what you can do with poetry.
Well, I've been... not, I suppose, mentoring and supporting a girl in Islamabad, Natasha Mumbasha.
Wonderful.
She's called Silent Fairy Nat.
Yes, I know her.
And very shortly, she will have completed 5 years of doctor training school, and hopefully my composition for her will be to actually honor her success as a doctor. And I've never let her down. I followed her from day one, and her sisters to follow, and hopefully her family will be very proud of me, who has supported them both. And I love you all.
Thank you. Thank you for being part of our family, too.
Fine.
That was Titus on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. Ball hits the water. Setting up for our next caller.
Oh, that rhymes.
How we roll. All right.
You gave me the look of course it rhymes, you inseparable jackass.
Yeah, that's how we started the show. We actually, a lot of people know this, and we actually met a radio executive, and he's like, wow, you must be a poet because you speak in simple rhyme. And I said, why not? It's not a crime. And he's like, well, why don't you just host the show? And I'm like, I will, don't you know? So, that's how we got started.
I'm really glad we told this story. Can I just tell you guys how excited I am we just told that story?
Yes. All right.
Hey guys, I'm really excited.
We're going to go from the United Kingdom back here to home in Colorado. We actually have two in a row. Please welcome, calling from Colorado Springs, he is Chris.
Hello.
Welcome aboard, my friend.
Oh, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. So, we're looking forward to having you at Pozick Fest, September 19th. Are you going to try something out that you're going to use there, or are you going to do something different?
Well, I'm doing unique things there. I'm doing long films there.
All right.
Tonight, so last week I read round one, so tonight I'm going to read round two.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you. It's difficult to stay focused and always see the end goal. A battle of mine, the enemy, unknown, and soldiers progressing on this field, foggy, seemingly unreal. A battle for space, a material find, staying focused on the divine. The power there is all that there is. Existence itself, options are fixed. It's difficult to stay focused. A campaign too long, knowing in time the enemy's plan will bind, offer duality, an ever-progressing path, into an image already planned, left-handed enough to have treasures there, not tantalizing enough to make me care, just a habit for now, until I grab my spear, and remember where to stab when I feel fear. It's difficult to stay focused, when the pressure is abound, can choose to feel it, or just dig into the ground, make a trench, a fortress to stand. Anywhere is good enough as long as I'm still a man. Cautious for now, losing my faith. It's that and then the tiredness I cannot escape. Waving the flag, being forced to retreat. I'm not strong enough currently. Refuge I seek. Thank you.
Very well done, Chris. So looking forward to meeting you in person, my friend.
I am also looking forward to meeting you guys. You guys have a good night.
Have a good night. We'll hear from you a little bit later, maybe?
Thinking about it, we can use curse words in the last one.
You can use whatever language you want, as long as it's not hate speech in the last one. So.
I'll definitely think about that.
All right. That was Chris and Colorado Springs on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Colorado poets. Can't beat them.
The best looking poets in the country.
They are the most handsome poets in the country. And pretty damn talented. In fact, we've got one on the line right now. Please welcome, he is the host of the Jam Before the Slam down at the Mercury Cafe. He is Seth. Hello, my friend.
Hi there.
Hey, welcome back to our show. We've missed you.
Well, thank you. I've missed you. Friday nights haven't been a good time, but my schedule's changed, so Friday nights now work. You can hear more from me in the future.
Nice. And I have a question. I know we kind of set this up beforehand. You are coming to Pozick Fest to perform as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Awesome. I'm going to have more information on the booked times here coming this week, and I'm kind of hammering everything out. I do want you closer to the headline spot, so you're going to be later in the evening, if you don't mind.
That sounds great to me.
Beautiful. So I would love to have a sample of what the audience is going to hear on Pozick Fest, if you have something available.
Well, okay, plenty available. I may do this one. It's kind of one of my favorites, one of my later favorites. And so we'll see how it works.
All right.
This is called Amazon Between Your Diamond Divine. And it's really about 5 minutes long, but I'm only going to read 2 minutes, kind of like a teaser. We speak in tongues, you and I. Tongues intertwined through the slime of so many lifetimes. From the slippery of the snake, who know his doubt-wrenched tide, you have slithered, I have slathered, you have bent like a bare bough tree, and I have bowed to the rhythm your rhyme. Through suicide on the galley, the pin, the pine, the pain of plantation crime, I have scorched my knees and stretched my lizard in the hot of your song, soaked in our sweat, trembling, straining to penetrate the Amazon between your divine, between the ooh and the ah, between the oh yes and the oh my God. Once on the bandied banks of the Nile, the Giles, these young tongues rise, our toes tickled in gurgling slime, plucking our tongues at the lazy wink of the faded crocodile, I roared with the cheetah, you howled of mad ape and heat, pressed my Prometheus between your pyramids, as the stone-startled silent sphinx cocked its stoic brow. My tall and dense, wrapped in your thicket, we wrestled like spiders, mommy and daddy long legs, lashing in the mossy days, the hot muddy cool, the misty dappled shade, thrashing our symphony among the quivering green, dashing the doubt you harbored even then, that I might quit this tongue's resolve to crawl forever your Kilimanjaro, to climb even through time to that wet emerald Amazon, in your diamond, Don.
We were letting the silence kind of marinate that one. That one was, well, I've seen it a couple times live. I really enjoy that piece from you.
Well, thank you.
I've got to say, and I don't know if you ever have anybody tell you this. I've seen you around town. I've seen you down at the Merrick a lot. But I really, one of my favorite spots in my heart for poetry was when we came down for your book release party and you did the performances there. Amazing, my friend.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. That was a fun time for me.
It was. The Tattered Cover is always a good host, too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing you again at Posick Fest, and I will shoot you a message this weekend, too.
Okay. I will look very, very forward to being there.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
All right. Take care.
That was Seth on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. School is in session tonight, I gotta say.
That's right.
Holy cow.
Are you learning? Are you taking notes?
I am taking notes. I'm learning, trying to learn lots.
I'm taking notes, too.
You've got a recorder going. Just saying.
Are you taking notes on the same thing?
No.
I'm taking notes on his notes.
Oh, that'll go over good.
Like, he totally misspelled that sentence.
Thanks.
Oh, Jackass. Good stuff.
All right. So what better way to round out the set and trigger our return engagement than to have a call from Minnesota? Please welcome Mariah.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. I got mixed up. Hello.
You're going to want to turn down your listening device just a little bit because there's a huge delay.
Put that back in the freezer. It's time to focus.
I kept hitting the wrong button. Okay. I suppose you'd like a poem.
If you're calling us to do poetry, if you're just calling us to tell us we suck, that's a whole other story. But...
okay.
Well, that's how I was doing.
Okay. Squirrel. I wrote this about 3 years ago. It is called Look Closer in Confusion. It's actually a poem within a poem, so it's got words throughout it that are... like in parentheses, and then I'll read them down when I'm done.
All right.
So what they say. So. Look closer in confusion. Rise up from the ashes of the pit of defeat. Show the world around you that you're not easily beat. Rhyme your way through abstract confusion and spin a web of words. Catch the lies of society and the silk strands that circle around your soul. The truth will be told through shattered testimony, and reveal itself in time. Words collide inside my mind and swirl around the confines of my brain, refusing to spill onto the page. Muddied puddles of creativity drip from my pores, dirtying the paper and covering my work. Violent screams of concentration break through the silent atmosphere clouding the room. I'm driving myself crazy trying to find my muse. I can hear her singing magic, but can't make out her work. Desperate to be free, striving to find my reality, begging for one last chance and one last stand to prove that I am worthy. Crawling through chaos on hands and knees, stoop at the feet of the ones I ain't please. Scattered thoughts that don't make sense seem the only thoughts within my head. Disjointed deliberations drift between my ears, an unorganized symmetry of disordered design, incoherent babble is all that appears to come from chaos. Rise up through society. Reveal creativity and find magic. Swelling thoughts within my head appear in chaos. End quote.
I like that. Very well thought out.
Yeah.
I'll post a link to it in the chat room because it's kind of a visual poem.
That's all right. You're welcome to do that. And great work. Stunning work, Mariah.
Yeah. I was pretty proud of that one when I saw it.
As well. You should be. Now, are you going to call back for the return engagement?
Of course.
All right. You're going to want to get your dialing fingers ready because you're the last caller in the segment. We're going to open it up after I read one, okay?
I got to figure out what I'm reading for intern engagement, too. Though,
I would suggest poetry. That's what our show's about.
Although you could just stream of consciousness. That might end up with some strange results.
I was down at the Merc once, and actually someone read the bus schedule as a poem.
That's I could see it. I could see it.
I can read my Pizza Hut menu.
There yes!
You there you go.
Do it! I wish you could see my face right now.
Yes.
I'm incredibly excited about this idea.
I'll make all you guys drool.
Yeah, that'll happen. All right.
Mariah, we look forward to hearing from you in the next segment.
Yep.
That was Mariah and World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Remember that guy with the letter about becoming his friend?
What?
Remember the guy from Mercury Cafe? The guy who did the poem that we loved so much.
Yes, yes.
He and I are sitting in the back. I might have told this story once before, but so Jay Todd and I are sitting in the Mercury Cafe in the back of the room.
Yeah.
Room is full of poets. This guy gets up, and he has kind of disheveled hair and glasses and I think a goatee or a mustache and a buttoned-up shirt and khaki, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah.
And he's standing there, and he goes, "If you want to be my friend, you will unlock a veritable fount of prosperity, and we will laugh all the way to the bank."
Yes.
"If you say you want to be my friend, and you sleep with my wife, I will," and it says things like, "rip out your spinal column," and just gets incredibly graphically violent, and then didn't just finish, and thank you, and
thank
walks
you.
Off stage. And Jay Todd, and I mean, everybody's serious, because it's a poetry reading, everybody's acting serious.
We're crying, going,
are what the dying in the back. And when we laugh, we don't. We do the Errol Flynn, like, you know. And
like you do on the show.
Well,
pretty much,
and,
yeah.
Or in real life. That's actually my genuine laugh. Yeah. And the that really was still one of my favorite poems I've ever seen.
I sent you a link to the memorial video for Lenny.
Yeah.
Trinella. He's in that video.
You had mentioned that. That's right. I forgot.
I was like, heck yeah.
So, great stuff.
All right. This is one I don't think I've ever performed it out. In fact, this is one of the lost poems that I found again. This is entitled Coffee Without the Rooster, which is the name for Robert Mordlin that I use in symbolism, merely because he loved the song by Alice in Chains a ton. So, well now, here we are once again. The faces have all changed but mine. writing my words down with a grin, with a twisted sentiment so divine. Another night of syrupy Java, long ago tale, razor sharp wit. Our coffee is hot as lava, chain smoking cigarettes that taste like shit. Another night of Muzak's best, sad songs from forgotten days. Our nerves these tunes seem to test. Alas, we are doomed, for on and on it plays. The faint flicker of lighter's last drop, laughter spills forth as doth innuendo. Writing for a moment, then I stop, a pause for a moment, then back to the flow. Indecisive for condiments. I've gotta stop right there. That's not suitable for this segment. I apologize, audience. Let's go ahead and bring it around town.
Are you saying you stopped yourself because there were some other things going on in that one?
I stopped myself because there was language unbecoming this segment that should probably be used.
You started talking about condiments.
So you basically read that cold.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well done.
Thank you.
For what you read. Yay.
I apologize, guys. Let's go ahead and just bring in poets for the return engagement. You're going to want to call now, 720-240-9766.
A major case of poetic
faux pas.
Okay. 720-240-9766.
Whether you've called already, whether you haven't called already, now is the time. We're just going to open the floodgates.
Let's do it.
And we're back. C.W. McCall. I was thinking about different people that we should get to do those for us.
Yeah.
Yoko Ono would be really cool to have.
There is an awesome video of her singing.
No, Yoko Ono, we don't want to break up.
No, not like
true,
that.
True.
No, come on, let's show the woman some love. That was years ago. She's actually quite an artist on multi levels. I mean, different types of art.
Oh, okay. It's true. Yeah, true. Yoko Ono.
We love her.
She's known as being an artist.
All right, so we've got seven of the best lined up for the return engagement before feet get shoved into mouths.
Actually, we only got six. I had Chris from Colorado.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I couldn't hear him, so I dropped the line. If
we ask him to call back,
I can throw him in.
Yeah.
If he calls back, but it'll
have to be right at the third call, third
kind of
person.
Thing. Yeah. So,
all right, let's see what happens. Let's go with our leadoff person from the first set of segments. Please welcome from New York. She is Lorraine.
Well, hi guys. I think I got rid of the buzz. Did I?
No, but that's all right.
It's
better.
It's still kind of there.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I swear I can hear some accordion music in the background. I don't know.
Well, that's a polka.
Oh, that's a polka.
That's my ancestors, the ghosts in the house. We have them.
You're on the border, I see.
Nothing like Michael plays, but, you know.
Hey, it's okay. No, Michael plays a mean polka, let me tell you.
Oh, you should. Really? You should hear me play the polka.
You know that one?
Well, the problem about me playing the polka is that I then want to dance as well, and I can't resist the beat, so I stand up and the tuba falls out of my hands. So,
it's so funny. You know, the only Polish wedding I went to many in my lifetime, of course, being a Polak, but one of the ones I remember, the bass player, he was playing a stand-up bass, fell asleep during the gig.
What?
Nobody knew it. I swear to God,
too much
beer or whatever.
That's how you know you're doing a great job. No one even knows when you fall asleep.
Nobody even noticed. They kept poking and dancing and mazurks, whatever they were like.
That's
anyhow.
Frank Yankovic would be proud.
That was a hell of a party, let me tell you. It lasted three days.
That was a hell of a party when the bass player falls asleep. And nobody noticed.
I was going to say, potato vodka will have that effect on your bass player.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, nothing against bass players, please. I love some of them.
No, we have everything against bass players.
Oh, I'm a bass player, too, Lorraine.
Oh, are you the Fender, or you got the big stand-up thing?
Well, I have played stand-up in the past, but I'm only playing electric bass nowadays.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well,
one day
stop
I have
it.
To hear you.
Yes.
One day, you might be able to tune into a show and hear me live or something.
Here's going
to
be your opportunity, is on Posick Fest, he's actually going to be doing the bass line for the Silent Still for their headline set.
Actually, I'm going to be playing guitar.
Oh, God, I wish you guys were doing that in New York. I would go, you
know.
Well,
no, all you have to do is we're streaming live right here on World Poetry Open Mic.
Okay, then I'm definitely going to listen because I figured it out now. That's where I heard the faux pas with Jay Todd, and, you know, I'm in.
All right,
you know?
So, all you have to do is tune in Saturday, September 19th, starting at 6 p.m. your time.
And how about this? We'll also publish the schedule of when people are going to be performing.
That's a great thing.
That's a fantastic thing. And you will illuminate the moment that Michael plays bass, or is that going to be highlighted, or? Somehow.
Well, come to find out, he's playing guitar for the Silent Still.
He spoke before actually checking. That never happened on the show ever, Lorraine.
No, never.
It just never. Happened. So, yeah, I will not be playing bass.
We never make mistakes here.
Yeah, ever.
I know. I hear the baseballs. They're all in the baskets, and you know,
yeah. There's a really big pool at the end of the studio. I'm just throwing that.
And I love that. You know. After, you know, world poetry, but it's great.
I love physics too.
It's great. Okay. I'll go with my, this is a little,
Oh, you have a poem.
Called Urban. I have a poem after nice. All, believe it or not. You know, I don't only do stand up or sit down, whatever I'm doing. Yeah, this is called Urban Reflections. Okay. Here we go. And this is about New York City. What else? Lights so bright, I squint. Blinking, thinking, if only it was darker. I could tolerate the streetlights if they would not illuminate the unthinkable. Crowded avenues pulse with people, pushing, shoving, spilling into the depleted Hudson, constipating the river with human debris. Waters rise and fall as I stare at the glass in my hand. The half-empty drink I require and the full one I need and desire. This unquenchable thirst soon becomes my life's curse, a cremation by slow-burning fire. And thank you.
Very well done.
Thanks so much. Beautiful. I'll talk to you next week. Or are we doing After Dark?
We're doing After Dark in about 40 minutes or so.
Oh, well, if I'm awake, you got me.
All right.
Hey, that's what she said.
Thanks so much. Okay. Yeah. Okay, take care.
What?
We're doing That's What She Said jokes on the air?
I'm sorry. I got to not do it during my normal days now and now when I'm not in front of a bunch of kids. It just happens.
Yeah. I gotta say, Michael's the only one I know that goes from working overnights at the aquarium with tigers and sharks and not being afraid to being in front of a room of sixth graders and going, oh my God, what the heck do I do?
Actually, no, you know what it really was is I didn't have a problem with the actual teaching part or even the discipline part. The thing I had a hard time with was going home at night not feeling like a monster for yelling at kids all day.
You're like, I'm the type of teacher I used to hate.
Well, I mean, I actually feel like I'm going to go on a campaign of finding all of my old teachers and apologizing to them.
Right.
It's really that bad.
Look, let me start. Mrs. Simmons, my first grade teacher, I'm sorry. Mrs. Candida, my second grade teacher, I am sorry.
Did you have Mrs. Candida? Was that your teacher? Okay, cool. I thought you just pulled that name out of nowhere. I was like, that's a strange name just to pull out of nowhere.
No, and okay. We used to make fun of her. Now, mind you, I'm a bit older than you guys. Back in the 70s, there was a song by Tony Orlando and Don called Candida. And, of course, we would sing it and taunt her. And so I'm sorry.
Fair. Yeah. So. Okay. I should apologize to my mother, too. She's the only one who ever kicked me out of class.
Your mother kicked you out of her class?
Yeah.
Might have been a good thing.
On purpose. Yeah, okay. I totally annoyed her.
Well.
On purpose.
We know you're not her favorite son, but that's all right. All right. So let's get ourselves out of trouble by going to Michigan. Dennis, are you on the line with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Tree Open Mike.
Yes.
I'm back. Yes. Well, once again, us celebrating Labor Day in the United States, I have another poem that reflects upon work values and work ethics, and it's also written by Edgar Guest. And the title of it is, How Do You Tackle Your Work? How do you tackle your work each day? Are you scared of the job you find?
Do you grapple the task that comes your way with a confident, easy mind? Do you stand right up to the work ahead or fearfully pause to view it? Do you start to toil with a sense of dread or feel that you're going to do it? You can do as much as you think you can, but you'll never accomplish more. If you're afraid of yourself, young man, there's little for you in store. For failure comes from the inside first. It's there if we only knew it. And you can win though you face the worst, if you feel you're going to do it. Success is found in the soul of you and not in the realm of luck. The world will furnish the work to do, but you must provide the pluck. You can do whatever you think you can. It's all in the way that you view it. It's all in the start that you make, young man. You must feel that you're going to do it. How do you tackle your work each day? With confidence, clear, or dread? What to yourself do you stop and say when a new task lies ahead? What is the thought that is in your mind? Is it fear ever running through it? If so, just tackle the next you find by thinking you're going to do it. End of poem.
Yeah, Edgar A. Guest, quite the poet.
Yes, they're very good poet. You got to look him up and read some more of his stuff. He wrote a lot of really good stuff. So I wish you all a wonderful Labor Day, and I hope to be listening to the rest of these great poets behind me. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Dennis, and God bless you, my friend. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
That's a great one.
Hey, I thought we were reserving that for Two for Tuesdays.
Well, I don't get too many Tuesdays.
I'm saying they're coming.
They're not coming. No. They're not coming. No, they're not.
All you guys, I love it when he messes with my vision.
He said that. I know he's looking at me. I'm like, I'm just gonna do it. They're not coming.
Oh,
so.
That is a coming attraction. That's a lie.
Well, you know, it depends on how far-sighted you are to it.
That's true. We are definitely far-sighted in this case.
Oh, man.
All right, Chris, if you're trying to call in, now would be the great time. We're going to give you just a few more moments to get through. This is the caller 3 spot that you would normally be holding. So, Chris from Colorado Springs is going to try and give us a call, even though I was trying to buy him time without telling him.
And
no.
All right.
So we're going to just move that out. Let's go to Philip in Kentucky. Philip, are you with us, my friend?
I am indeed.
Beautiful.
And I just wanted to say very quickly, I was really digging your poem, even though it may not have been suitable for the audience at that moment. I was in a beatnik cafe and, snapping my fingers there.
Beautiful. Actually, to be honest, it got to a very personal reference that was more of an inside joke between Robert Merlin and myself. And the terminology, though not really would land me in the penalty box, I chose to censor out.
Well, that was wonderful restraint, sir. I commend you on your reading and also your withholding, when you were in the moment. So that's powerful.
Thank you.
And I will, you're welcome. And I will get to it. And, I just want to preface this very quickly. A lot of people who read my stuff sometimes think that I'm making stuff up with regard to my childhood. And it is not the case, unfortunately. And And the only thing I want to preface with this is that when I would go to confession, I did go to a Catholic high school, and I would be in there sometimes for about 2 hours, and all my friends and peers be looking at me strangely. So that's all I'll say, and here it goes. Omnibus Recollections, Teen Years, circa 1985 through 1991. And stole nearly every paperback volume on our senior year reading syllabus from my Catholic high school. Didn't understand the intellectual de rigueur necessary for societal advancement. Always behind my peers, rebellious and madly erratic in speech and feverish temperament. Outside the classroom, a bad actor striking James Dean poses as I leaned into the Madonna's bosom with a cigar and smirk, smoldering as I stare lasciviously at the naivete riper than the unblossomed buds soon open and firmly shaken by fragrant spring storm. Became a mock diplomat, a faker dressed in tie and pressed Oxford, though most of my rebellious companions have compromised, grown rigidly conventional, and rightly so now that they are parents and cannot afford the sacrifice art indubitably requires as all demanding mistresses. Drank wine and gulped whiskey during those informative dirty teen autumns when I'd walk with a dandy's pronounced gait acting my part, an old man premature as a sneeze quick nocturnal emission, a window reverie head wanton toward all the pretty purient targets, sold centerfold lies to promote objects of superficial lust, primed and plucked from desire's vanilla to the grotesque. Dumb rebellion imbibed until dawn reveals my truest shame yet, and that I regret not one iota my stark decisions and losses. When greeted by priests at confession, I'd invent off the cuff fantastic stories, either gothic or vividly erotic, reveling in their breathy white-collar tension between vows and carnal temptations, secreted by Pope-employed lawyers, on down through cardinals, archbishops, and the open-mouthed body of Christ clergy cannibals. The one Monsignor whom I heard, dipping hands beneath his trousers, dripping, I imagined, with candle wax and mineral-scented trim. Every man fears his true reflection, that women not only witness, but have suffered since the advent of thought, primitive weapons, and our sundry needs invented and prompted by the untamed phallus wielded not unlike a club. And there it is, fellas.
Well, if I gotta say, after hearing that, I can see you walking into confessional and you'd be like, Young lad Philip, let me start my recorder, eh?
You know, because they're all Canadian. That's one thing that everybody should know about priests. You go, oh, you're here for confession, don't you know?
Well, I'm pleased that you gave me a chance to read such a poem. And, the power of art and poetry kept me out of prison. Let's put it that way. I didn't hurt anybody nor myself.
Good. So, we're happy to hear that.
You know, I found poetry for much the same reasons.
Yes, I'm sure we have much in common, J. Todd, and I would love to sit down and draw with you sometime over some lava hot coffee, as you described it. At any rate, thank you so much. Are we on next Friday, or are you guys taking a break?
Oh, no, we're on next Friday, but we do have one more sing where we're doing the After Dark segment after this.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's a joke, right?
No.
Oh my goodness, I thought this was After Dark, oh my lord!
I sort of figured that, I was going to breeze past that, but yes, if you can find one more that's similar to that, go ahead and bring that back for the another After Dark.
I'm going to meet Reed Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Something, yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me do my groove, man, I appreciate it, and I'll call back, and I'm so embarrassed now, I thought this was the After Dark, I'm retarded.
Don't be embarrassed.
Bye.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. A little premature for the After Dark segment.
Well, it's hardly a problem we've ever had encountered before.
Right. That's why we had the baseball sitting in the water, so we could think about baseball.
That's it. That's exactly what it was.
Exactly.
It just took about 4 or 5 months for us to actually get our own joke.
Not saying we're slow on uptake or anything, but hey, what the hell, right? All right. So, we're going to go to the land of priests and go to Minnesota, don't you know?
they're now priests up in Minnesota. Oh, man.
The land of a thousand priests.
Forewarning, J. Todd is not that good on his accents. I know what he was trying for.
Me too. I totally
and it just made it so much better. It was so great. I was like, wow.
I immediately, for some reason, started picturing this priest wearing a Mountie hat. I don't even know why. It was just a thing.
That and a kilt all at the same time.
It was Lottie! You got socialized healthcare here, don't you? Know?
Okay. I'm sorry, Mariah.
Please, Mariah, save me from these guys.
I don't know about me saving you, but my mom is videotaping me, so we should probably.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't do any weird dance moves during this poem. Reverse psychology.
Yes, I just did.
Nice.
And my mom is confused because she has no idea what you guys said.
Most mothers are. Just going to say that.
All right. So, this is from 3 years ago as well. Called The High of the Lost is the Death of the Living. Walking along dark, twisted roads, rows of souls captured by heartache and grief, mournful cries, saddened screams. Empty shadows and sunken eyes rock the lives of the living, watching, waiting, hoping without hope for opportunity. Gnarled limbs reach through the cracks that appear in the veil separating living from lost, damning holes that show glimpses of divinity and ecstasy. Greed and need excite lost. Initiate attempts to drain essence from living, to feel the rush again. The hiss cold through broken screen gives rise to bone-chilling cackles of laughter, oh. Whispers of sobbing the wind sweep by, and life continues on a living shore, and laughter is swept away from lost plus one. Walking along dark, twisted roads, rows of souls captured by death. Mournful cries, saddened screams. Empty shadows and sunken eyes stalk the lives of the living. Watching, waiting, and home.
As always, Mariah, strong work. I'm glad you call our show on a weekly basis. I'm glad you don't just yell, "You guys suck," and then hang up the phone. That also makes me very happy.
Next time I'm off the show, I'm going to call you that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that one time. All right. Wait.
Thank you.
Do it.
Especially when we have a sponsor listening. That would be fantastic.
That would be beautiful.
Fantastic.
That'd be almost as good as dropping the F-bomb while you have a sponsor listening to your show.
Yeah, not like J. Todd ever did that in the first 3 minutes of the show or anything.
Yeah.
All right. Right, wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. I will be back for After Dark.
Beautiful. Coming up here shortly. That was Mariah and Warm Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. All right. Well, we lost two callers in that segment, so narrowed it down. We've got our last caller for the return engagement. Please welcome, calling from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I want to let you know, this is not After Dark. This is still the return engagement. So we've got one more segment.
For After Dark, I have a short story. Not a poem, but I hope you'll let me read it, because I think it's funny.
All right. Short story's fine. Most women prefer a medium size to a longer story, but that's all right.
Oh, would you stop?
I think you'll like it.
All right.
He's trying to chill out.
That's what he says every time. Apparently that works. I don't know. That's what I've heard.
What do you have for us this call?
Okay. I have something from 2006. It's called Broken Balloons. We were all young once, dreamt unexamined dreams, sure they would be fulfilled. Our eyes shone on a bright future from black and white pictures now moldering in yearbooks taken when, for us, the world was fresh as a newly bound book. Through this magical kingdom, we walked unencumbered by the weight of old hopes, burst by strings of desires unmet, in pursuit of undeveloped apparitions, we planned and strived, not believing for a minute our longings would turn out to be, years later, like the insides of a broken balloon. Only the beads of moisture on the torn rubber, a remnant of the time when we blew into them all of our youth.
Very well done.
Thank you.
All right.
And, that was actually written while at a mall.
Oh, really?
I've written poems a lot of different places. I don't think I've ever written in a mall.
Yeah.
I think this weekend I might solve that problem.
That was actually really funny. I've written in a lot of places, but I don't think I've written at a mall.
Yeah.
Sure, you sit at the table, you watch people, you know.
I like watching people. I never even thought about writing in a mall, but I'm working on this thing called the Poet at Large Notebook. I might actually do that this weekend.
That'd be a cool idea, yeah.
You have no idea what you can see in a mall, you know.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm just going to leave that one for After Dark. Anyway,
I'm
really excited to be reading this because I don't think I've ever read it to anyone. This story, so.
All right, looking forward to it.
Okay.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Evolving.
All right.
Evolving and evolving.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do we have another submission? You want
to
read it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Steve Junka.
Okay.
All right.
And wait for it to pull up here because we're taking forever nowadays. All right, here we go. This is from Steve Junker, a longtime contributor. This is called War and Waiting. Wait to eat, even though you are weary and beat. To draw your weapon, you must stand in line. You simply wait for your time. We stand outside the armory in formation, and wait for intel information. You get War Dog and head off in the truck and into the night. To go to post, wait to see if you have to fight with someone who wants to kill you in sight. A soldier sometimes must wait to die, or is it come sudden, but why? In the long night, you think of all the things you've never done, as your old classmates in college are all having fun. You wait forever this year to go by, each day putting it all on the line. But somehow, you know it's the right thing to do. Happy Labor Day, America. This is War and Waiting by Steve Junka, longtime contributor. Once again, if you want to contribute to our show to have us read a poem, just send it to the contact form on World Poetry Open Mic.
Yes. You can submit like Steve, and like Barbara Allen did, and your poem can be read on the air. We strive to have callers to the show, mind you. And that's what the primary function of the show is. But as a secondary, Mike will pick out one or two and read them during the show.
Absolutely. We try our best to get them all. If we don't do them all in one show, we'll roll it over to the next and do better.
Yes. So, that being said, this is the end of World Poetry Open Mic proper. I'd like to say kindly goodnight.
We're doing Studio X.
Oh, I forgot about this. Sorry.
You know the big guitar I'm holding right now in my hand, putting it on the hover cart.
It's okay. We're okay.
All right.
We're going to go to Studio X real quick.
You asked me for an official ending to the
show.
We did.
I know. We will. Yet. Okay. We're going to go to Studio X real quick. We'll come back. And we'll do the after dark.
All right.
We'll call it good. It's all good.
Never mind anything I just said.
That's the line I've made it to hear you say.
For a long time on this show.
What?
Everything I just said, just forget about it.
Everything I said from November 12th, 2012 to now, please just disregard. All right. So now that we're in Studio X.
Oh, yeah.
And I've negated everything I've said for the last 2.5 years of doing the show. We'll start the new segment for the next 2.5 years, which I will call, and what I meant to say was.
Good thought.
Yeah.
Test the guitar. Oh, that's rich, baby. That's real rich.
Sound good?
I like that.
Decadent is how I would describe that
sound. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Decadent sound.
Yes.
All right.
Luscious.
All right. I'm going to do a couple songs by people I respect and I haven't actually ever played these before, so let's have fun.
Okay.
Just a castaway in nothing left the sea. Nothing lonely day. No one here but me, oh. More loneliness than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair, oh. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. Message in a bottle. A year has passed since I wrote my note. I should have. I can't read this and play it at the same time. Let me try that second verse again really quick. It's a lot harder than it looks, I'm telling you. All right, here we go.
A year has passed since I wrote my note. I should have known it right from the start. Only hope can keep me together. Love can mend your life, but love can break your heart. I send an SOS to the world. I send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. Message in a bottle.
Just leaving it there. That song has always been so weird to me. I'm just going to throw this out.
Okay.
It's an incredibly popular song.
Yes.
But yet, including when Sting does it, and maybe I'm wrong, it sounds like a terrible song.
Yes.
No, I disagree. I've seen you do that one other time.
Did before. I do it? Have I done it before?
I left Park Saloon, bro.
I forgot I did.
Yeah, just floored the audience, too, because Isla Park Saloon, the way they were set up, you could hear the audio, but then you could hear his voice over their audio system. And his vocals were loud enough, they didn't even need the microphone. He floored the ladies. I mean, literally floored them.
That song is such a strange one because I can't tell if it's awful or if it's just something I don't quite get. Or if it's, you know what I mean? So that was one of the reasons I wanted to do it because I was like, I don't know, let's try it. Let's just do it. Okay. So if that sucked, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Let me try something else to see if it works.
That's all right. We seem to be taking suck to a whole new level tonight.
After Dark's coming up.
Oh!
Whoa. That's why it sucked.
Also, it did. I see. No.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay. Let's try this one. She's a rich girl. She don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy. Empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket. Nothing to lose. Shanana. Shanana. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Shanana. Shanana. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. People say she's crazy, she's got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's right, everything's walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She was physically forgotten. She slipped inside my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You're taking me for granted, cause I please you. When I'm down, and I could say, ooh, as if everyone knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody knows exactly what I was talking about. Talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. I'd say, ooh. As if everyone knew what I was talking about. As if everyone knows what I was talking about. Talking about diamonds on the soles of shoes. Talking about diamonds. She's this rich girl. She don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, empty as a pocket, with nothing to lose. Sing to Nana, Nana, diamonds on the soles of his shoes. To Nana, Nana, diamonds on the soles of his shoes. Diamonds on the soles of his shoes. Diamonds on the soles of his shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. All right. There's all kinds of little logistics going on over here.
Much better.
Thank you. It's yeah. Paul Simon better than Sting.
Did Paul Simon better than you do Sting.
Not always. Just that one song that I played once before.
That juxtaposition, yes.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thank you. Let's go to After Dark.
So,
now
is the end of the official World Poetry Open Mic. We did lose a poet this week, so I want to say goodnight, Marie, wherever you're at.